Sonia Barker. Good morning. Good morning, Sonia.
Morning.
Now, you are District County Councillor for Pakefield. So what does it mean to you to be here on a day like this? Look at this, the sun's shining, the beach looks fantastic, there are loads of people here.
This beach is the absolute gem of Suffolk. We don't shout loudly enough about everything in Lowestoft. To me, and I've come here for many years, too many years to remember, when I was small, and I'm so lucky I actually live overlooking the sea, and to see that sun come up in the morning is a real privilege, and more people should come here and appreciate it.
Do you know what? I tweeted a picture of the sunrise this morning. Let's walk down. Do you mind? We'll walk down towards the beach. Not too fast, Sonia. I know you're a fitness fanatic, but, you know, I have to walk and talk at the same time. But, you know, just look at this beach. You know, without sounding, as I mentioned the word trite earlier on, but without sounding cliched, I mean, just look at that. That is a fantastic beach. And I think it's one of those things that people might think, oh, you know, I wonder what Lowestoft's like, and perhaps wouldn't come and have a look. But it's glorious. It's wide. It's sandy. Look, there's one of those lifeguard huts like they have in Miami there.
There is. When you're here and you half close your eyes and you think, hey, I could actually be abroad here. I mean, I have been to a lot of other places, but to me, this is home. Also, I think the beach, it's so beautiful. The sand is regularly raked. It's safe. We've got lifeguards here. And although we had the terrible storm here in December and quite a lot of people were flooded out and some still, sadly, have not gone back.
Yeah, we were hearing about that on Friday.
The good side of the sea is that on a sunny day here, it's one of the best places to be. Mm. And children are safe because of the lifeguards, and that is key.
Now, tell me about your fitness, because you're in your running kit this morning, and you haven't done this just for us, you haven't done this just for the baton. This is a thing that Sonia does regularly of a morning.
I do. Actually, what's scary, I've lived in a flat overlooking the sea, which, is, as I said, is a great privilege, and I see people of all ages in the morning, which shocked me, since March, swimming. Now, I went in yesterday, which was great, but running along here, you see loads of people, and again, it's something that people do around here. They enjoy the view, and it's beautiful. And can I also say that I have a link with Glasgow and the Commonwealth Games. Yeah. My daughter is studying up there at the Royal Conservatoire, and to me, the one thing she loves and thinks Glasgow's awesome, and the work they're doing there to regenerate Glasgow as a result of that is fantastic. But what she loves about coming back here is the sun in the mornings. She said, I really want to go home, Mum, and see the sun.
What does it mean to you as a local person, as somebody who's a district councillor, as someone who loves this beach, you use it all the time, what does it mean to you that the baton is here?
I think it's a real privilege to show that this is a great place to live and that we are linked in and that the Eastern Region should regard Lowestoft as a real gem. And I'm so proud it's here. So thank you.
Good stuff, Sonia. I don't know. Did I catch you mid-jog? I don't know. Are you going to be running with the baton later?
I'll try. I actually, Anthony Agogo actually was at school with my daughter as well, so there's a little local link there. So I'll try and catch the action, but it's about young people.
He's
really
promised. Well, no, there's one run for the primary school children, there's one run for everybody else, so you're more than welcome to join in, and he's promised not to run too fast.
Well, hopefully he won't run too. I actually run for the charity. I do the Race for Life every year, so I keep my own pace. I'm not as fast as I used to be.
I'm sure she's underestimating her own talent. Sonia, thank you so much. Sonia Barker there, who is a district councillor with Pakefield. She's also regularly jogs, as we were hearing, along the seafront. You can hear in the background